Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today, the best and worst cities in which to launch a career for this year's college grads, and how to avoid bad office blood, like what happened on Live with Kelly and Michael.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
The new high-performance Dell Latitude systems are the most secure, manageable, and reliable business-class laptops and two-in-ones so employees can do their best work. Outfitted with the latest Intel Core processors, your team can reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times the performance. Make your work beautiful again at Dell.com/radio. Again, Dell.com/radio. We'll start with this. Heads up for the class of 2016 as you prepare to toss your caps next month and move into the real world. Here's a graduation gift. A list of the best and worst cities in which to launch your career, as compiled by Bankrate.com. Klaus Bell is a senior analyst there. Klaus, on the worst list, who's at the bottom?
The very bottom of the list was Fayetteville, North Carolina. They just have a really high unemployment rate for young people. There's not a ton of career opportunities there. And, you know, Mobile, Beaumont, Port Arthur, which is, a port town in Texas, Jackson, Mississippi, and Montgomery, Alabama. So really that kind of Gulf Coast, Deep South area tended to do, you know, the worst in our rankings.
Wow. All right. Does that mean necessarily that college grads, say, in those regions ought to consider shipping out?
Not at all. I think it's just important for people to recognize what some challenges are going to be. I mean, you know, you can have a great quality of life in any of those places, but people need to realize that, you know, there are going to be some issues such as, you know, if they get their first job, there might not be another job in that same field, in that same city, so they may have to move afterward.
How about on the positive side? Where are some of the best areas to start a career?
So the top of our list was New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and San Jose rounded out the top five.
If you can afford to live there, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, there is going to be a quality of life issue there. You are probably going to have to, you know, downsize your lifestyle in order to live there, maybe take on some roommates. But, you know, the opportunities for growing your career in places like that where the job market is not only, you know, broad but also very deep. There's lots of companies there and lots of potential jobs. Mm. You know, the rewards for that over the long term can be, you know, quite beneficial.
Right. We're speaking with Klaus Bell, senior analyst at Bankrate.com. They've got a new survey on the best and worst cities in which to launch a career. All right, so was it surprising, I guess, that the big cities were in there, maybe the trendy ones like a San Jose, which we associate with Silicon Valley, obviously?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a reason why, you know, these cities are being talked about right now in terms of, you know, huge economic opportunities. I mean, you know, you go to a place like San Francisco, especially if you're in any kind of STEM or tech discipline, there's going to be a ton of potential employers there for you. So say, you know, your first job there doesn't work out, or, you know, you're ready to take on a new opportunity. Once you get some experience under your belt, there's just, you know, just a huge amount of potential positions there. So, you know, it was a little surprising, you know, to see, you know, some of these really big cities up there, just because I do, you know, think about things like you know, housing costs. But you know, that's kind of outweighed by the potential pay prospects and, you know, advancement that can happen in places like that.
Thanks, Klaus. Klaus Bell, senior analyst at Bankrate.com. Coming up next, avoiding a Kelly Ripa, Michael Strahan situation at your small business. Everyone knows that business is all about numbers. Consider the numbers the state of Michigan can offer your business, like being a top 10 pro-business state, or 2,000, the number of unnecessary regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years, and 6, Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climate, which all adds up to the one state that has all that and more, Michigan. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. Thanks to the dust-up at ABC over the morning TV program Live with Kelly and Michael, we've been given a very public example of a resignation gone wrong. In a statement, the former NFL star said he was moving to Good Morning America, leaving his co-host spot with Kelly Ripa, who was apparently not told about the move ahead of time. What the rest of us can learn, for MarketWatch reporter Katie Burke. Katie, what do you have?
Especially in situations where you work closely with someone and you collaborate with them regularly, not communicating big news like that, it comes off as a major sign of disrespect and not a good idea if you want to maintain relationships for the future.
Yeah. All right. So if this happens, say, in your office, you've got a long-term, say, close relationship and you're getting out of Dodge, what's the proper thing to do, say, from a company standpoint and an employee standpoint?
Sure, yeah. So, I mean, the first step, first and foremost, you talk to your manager, tell them what's going on, be very clear about why you're leaving, what you plan on doing. So once you start with that, then go to your coworkers, either take them to lunch, go to coffee, and let them know, tell them the exact same thing, just so that they don't feel blindsided and they understand your motivation behind it and don't take it personally. And, I mean, in some situations, maybe your manager will say not to tell anyone, but you should really push the manager and say, why not? There really isn't any reason to keep them in the dark and just foster any negative feelings.
Yeah. You know, what struck me as I watched her make the announcement was, I think, perhaps something that ABC forgot or maybe listeners never considered, since she's, you know, a big-time multi-millionaire celebrity, is that she said, I've been doing this for, what, 26 years. This is my second family. This was family to me. You know, that. So she feels left out of an actual family conversation. So I understand her hurt.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, 26 years working that many hours. I mean, you're spending a majority of your life there. So you'd expect some kind of communication and sense of respect in these kind of major shakeups.
We're speaking with MarketWatch reporter Katie Burke. She's got a piece entitled Quitting Your Job, How to Avoid a Kelly and Michael Situation. All right, so take us a little deeper in this. What else did we learn here?
Another thing to learn, while this was a very public issue, even if you're in a regular office, not on TV every day, what you do at your job is still very public, especially with social media and the internet. Your coworkers can put whatever they want about you on the internet, whether you want it to be out there or not. So it's always best to err on the side of caution when you're leaving a job. Always leave respectfully, even if you don't have the highest opinion of the people you work with. Just if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Just like what your mama told you, right? MarketWatch reporter Katie Burke. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast platform you use, whether it's, say, iTunes or SoundCloud. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Again, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.